physical eyes, this is the guy that in the dream God will talk to him. When he opens his eyes and relies upon this one, he cannot see that good man. Because now, in graveyard, he's looking like the parrot. He's looking at the obvious appearance of the God. Like everyone else, you see. This one, God said, I have a very good fellow over there, go and take care of it. Who's this junkie here? His fate will respond, yes?
Once again, he wandered about the graveyard like a hunting lion in the desert. When it became certain to him that none was there except the old man, he said, many an illumined heart is in darkness. He came and sat down there with 100 marks of respect. Umar happened to sneeze, and the old man sprang to his feet.
You see the trick in the sleeve? Remember this trick? Rumi used this trick before. Oh yeah, the guy from Julius Caesar came to Umar. Umar was sleeping. You remember how he woke up? Sneeze. Why you sneeze? Because you don't know why you sneeze. In everything, the sneeze is the thing that you don't know why it happens. Is it okay? That one. Out of your control, I mean. Here, it will happen to Umar. Why? Suddenly, it's the same scene. Remember when the guy came in, full of energy? Where should I park my horse? Where is the palace of the Caliph? Blah, 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 remember? Then he realized that, no. You should come to stay there very politely. Feel odd. Having two different feelings inside. One is attraction, the other one is repelling. Somehow behaving. And Rumi again talked about the adab ritual. He stood still and the sneeze woke Umar up. Now Umar is the guy who is here. And because he did the mistake, he doesn't dare to wake the old man. The old man that he doesn't like will come and sit down, mu'addab. Here, again, adab is here, that ritual stuff. The third paragraph, you remember? There is a ritual in here. Even Umar should behave. He will behave, he will sit down, and the sneeze will wake up the other person. Now, in a reverse row. Yes?
He saw Umar and stood fixed in amazement. He resolved to go and began to tremble. He said within himself, oh God.
You see, all the feelings that was in that messenger now is revoked in this old man. The tremble, wanting to run away, not knowing what to do, because he's the subject now. Yes?
Oh God, help, I beseech thee. The inspector has fallen upon a poor harper. When Umar looked on the old man's countenance, he saw him ashamed and pale. Then Umar said to him, fear not, do not flee from me, for I have brought thee glad tidings from God. How often has God praised thy disposition so that he has made Umar in love with your face. Sit down beside me and do not make separation, that I may say into your ear the secret from favor.
Do you know anything about this secret? Now suddenly everything changed. Well, we say, calm down, don't worry. I'm here to tell you a secret. Coming from God, God sent you a message, I'm going to tell you a secret. Do you know what the secret is? We talked about it. In the story of the messenger and Umar. the secret was in one thing. Do you remember that? He said, everything depends on this. It begins with this. If it doesn't begin with this, the rest is nonsense. Do not open your mouth before saying this.
Salam.
Aha! Salam. Why?
First peace.
Because the intelligent, the logical fellow comes with a challenge. Remember Abu Jahl? We don't do like that. We start with a peaceful understanding. We do not confront each other. Confrontation belongs to intelligence. We walk together. We walk the path shoulder to shoulder. We are not the opponent of our teacher. We will not challenge them. That's another stuff. Here it starts with peace. Salam. Remember that? Here, different role, same stuff. Yes. Listen carefully. Yes.
God sends thee greetings and asks thee how thou farest in thy distress and boundless sorrows.
The original is haq salamat mikonat. God will say salam to you and will ask how are you doing. That salam comes from him. That peace we offer each other whenever we talk, we have to start with that peace which is coming from him. Because he made this peace possible. And this is the irony that I haven't found somewhere else. The only place I found it was in this book, Rumi. Because there is one sentence vastly used. We talk about the conflict of happenings. There is a general conflict between everything. We call it war of oppositions. Jange azlat. The opposed one are fighting each other, right? Rumi will say, this is the peace of opposition. I look around, all the opposition are living, coexist peacefully. It's not war, it looks like a war, but it's a peace. But you don't get it because of your attitude. So we will emphasize here on this salam, we'll come back to it later. Yes.
Lo, here are some pieces of gold to pay for silk. Spend them and come back to this place. The old man heard this, trembling all over and biting his hand and tearing his garment.
So here, be ready for reaction of the old man. The old man you know up to this moment doesn't exist anymore. Ah, this is the miracle. This is the part your intelligence doesn't get it. Because if you were the hard fellow, now you got 7,000 bucks. What would you do? Our hard fellow was asking for some money to repair his instrument and blah, 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 right? But now, this accident will change him. Look at him again. Now he's another man. Yes.
Crying, O God who has no light, inasmuch as the poor old man has melted with shame. After he had wept long and his grief was gone beyond bounds, he dashed his harp on the earth and broke it to bits. He said, O thou that hast been to me a curtain from God, O thou to me a brigand from the king's highway.
Oh. Now suddenly he will realize what the harp is. Up to now, what was the harp for the harp man?
Instrument.
To work with, to make your life. This is the instrument he was hanging on. Right? Is it familiar? Look around you. The people are hanging on some